social snippet show.
Hi everyone, my name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella Marketing.
And I'm Christina, also from Green Umbrella Marketing.
And we're here to bring you all the latest news and trials and tribulations of everything that's happened in the world of online marketing and social media from last week.
So I kick off?
You can kick off.
Okay, so the very first thing is that Facebook is trying to get down with the kids.
Get down on it.
No. No, fam. Nah, fam. Don't be doing that, bro slice. Basically, there's all this kind of, all these new platforms have come on, Snapchat and Instagram, and there's this younger demographic that are just not using Facebook. And Facebook has tried a few times now to kind of get the younger users onto the platform and engage them. And their latest test is to create something that they've called LOL. Now, LOL is a feed of memes.
What is a meme? So for some people who won't know what a meme is, what is a meme? It's like...
it's an image with a little bit of, you know, it could be a text. It could be, someone might take a Snapchat. A screenshot or something of, you know, of us or, you know, a still from a film or something like that. And they add a bit of text to it that's just a bit funny, really.
Okay, so it's just an image. So a meme is just an image then with a bit of text on it, which is usually funny.
Yeah.
It's, but they're doing GIFs with this as well, aren't they?
So it's, you know, it's a similar sort of thing. It's that kind of, in fact, you know, over the last week, there's been loads of memes around to do with Prince Philip crashing the car and Theresa May, and, you know, so the Queen is saying to Theresa May, you know, or you made a bit of a mess, haven't you? Shall I get Philip to drive you home? And things like that. So, you know, it's those sorts of visuals that you've been seeing.
Do you think that will appeal to young people, though? Because to be honest, that sort of thing made me instantly laugh. And, yeah, I'm not.
They are
down with the kids in it, yo, bro. On to the next one then. So the next one is LinkedIn. So when I first saw this, I got well excited because LinkedIn have introduced some new things on the company page. But then when we dived into it, it's pants. Yeah, it's not that exciting. So the new thing is...
I was going to say, there is one thing that's quite exciting.
What? Job alerts. Okay.
I think that's good.
Okay, so from an employee's point of view or a job seeker's point of view, now you can register with particular companies and you can turn a little thing on to say, oh, if they have a notification, that particular company, if they've got a job that's come up, you get a job notification. But also from the employer's point of view, if someone has registered for job alerts, then they get a notification as to who it is.
Yeah, so at any time you could have a look to see, yeah, there's these 150 people have registered for job alerts for my brand. I can look to see who they are. Maybe I want to reach out to some of these people straight away before I even advertise the job.
Yeah, so I think that's good. As an outsider, so if you recruiters out there, there's nothing you can do about that. So you can't see who's registered for job alerts for a different company. You have to be an admin of that page to actually get those notifications.
But if you've got an awesome LinkedIn company page as a recruiter, you've then got a bunch of candidates there waiting to be contacted.
Especially as well from an internal recruitment point of view as well. So I think that'd be quite interesting. Mm. So anyway, watch this space on that one. They did say there was some new stuff that was going to happen to the dashboard.
Yeah, in terms of analytics on the company page. But it's more kind of delving into what sort of people work at your business, which... for most of the people we work with, they're small, you know, they're SMEs, so they probably know everyone that's in their business. Makes sense if you're, you know, the BBC, for example, you know, for them to be able to go in and see demographics and all that kind of stuff, you know. Yeah, it'll be good. But for most of the people we work with, it's not really that, I don't think it's that useful.
Not that exciting. I must admit, the analytics anyway on LinkedIn, I always take with a little pinch of salt. Next one then. Ooh, I have an opinion on the next one.
Okay, so I'll give you the bare bones first of all. So basically Facebook have done an update for groups. And what's happened is previously, let's say I'm a member of a group and I think Julia needs to be in this group too. I could have just added her and she'd be a member. Facebook stopped that ability.
Even as the admin.
Yeah.
So if I own a group, I would be able to add people into that group. Can't do that anymore.
No. So as a user, that's fantastic. I'm no longer suddenly getting notifications saying I've been added to this group and loads of posts from that group in my feed that I don't actually want. And most people in that situation actually don't go into the group and remove themselves.
So,
and it might be that actually they never visit. And I know I'm one of those users. I've been added into groups that I've never, ever visited.
And you've got no interest in it whatsoever.
So what's happening now, Facebook have removed that ability to add a user in that way. But also people like me who've been added by someone else previously and never visited the group, you're now being, you're not being taken out of the group, but you're kind of being shifted into being someone who's been invited and not accepted that. So the kind of saving, the payoff, if you like, the halfway house, is that those people that have been invited, as a group admin, you can send them one reminder.
Yeah.
So if you add someone a week later, you go in, if they're still showing as invited, you can send them a little nudge, say, hey, don't forget to accept this.
Yeah.
But that's kind of it.
Okay. There's a weird thing going on, and I know we've had a few people in one of the coaching groups who we manage mention this. So basically it says, do you want to invite members? And you click on invite members, and you might get about 20 people there, but it's not all of your friends. So I'm not really sure how they decide who goes into that list. I'm not sure the algorithm there at all. It just doesn't make sense at all. So no longer can you invite anybody. You now have to copy the URL at the top and send that as a message to that individual person.
Yeah.
Why they didn't introduce like a middle of the road? You can invite anybody, but they get an invitation and then they click to accept that invitation if they want to join the company.
Well, I think that is how it's going to work going forward.
It's not there yet.
What they've had to do is all those people that have been added in this way previously, they've kind of dealt with that bit first.
Yeah. The thing is, it's going to get rid of the stalkers as well. People are into groups but actually don't communicate in the group, because that's what the algorithm there is, activity.
Do you mean stalkers?
Lurkers then. So people will lurk in a group and, have a look at everything but never actually get involved with the conversation. And Facebook is all about community.
So
if you've gone into a group and you've looked at stuff but not liked anything or commented on anything, you're going to get shifted, as Christina's just said, into this
invited area,
as in you're not that important. So you'll then get a nudge from the admin person to say, do you want to be active in this group or not?
So for people that are group admins, just have a look to see publicly how many members is your group now showing, because you might have noticed a decline. And this will be the reason why.
Right, on to the next one. Is this me?
Yeah, you know more.
She's
about
looking
this
at me.
One.
Okay, this is a Snapchat one. So basically, this is just like a bit of gossip, really. But Snapchat have just lost yet another senior member of staff. So they've lost two really key people within the business in the last 12 months. Probably, I would say, I might be guessing now, but maybe well over a year ago, Snapchat also changed their name, as in their category on iTunes. They're no longer a social networking site. They're now a camera company. So I'm just seeing between the lines. I'm thinking, key members of Snapchat are leaving. They're not replacing these people. They've changed their categories in the app stores. And, they're looking at developing lenses and stuff like that. They've got these new things that we've been talking about with regards to things like spectacles and products. So are they taking a shift? Are they taking a bit of a battering from Facebook? Is this the start of the Snapchat decline? So I don't know.
It's weird, isn't it? It's, sometimes when we see people make these, or being forced to make these exits, quite often something else appears 6 months later, 12 months later.
These are clever people that are leaving these companies. Where are they going and what are they doing?
Yeah.
So all I'll say is just watch your space. I'm watching it with interest and we'll see what happens.
Okay, so this is a new update in Stories on Facebook. I really like this idea. So let's say I am hanging around on Facebook and something pops up and I see an event on Facebook and I'm interested in going. I can now share that event as a story. And basically what happens is there's a little bit appears at the bottom of the story, but any of my friends on Facebook that see my story, if they're also interested in the event, they can click right there and then.
So from within interested. The story.
Yeah. So it's interactive. It's which we're kind of missing a little bit, I think, on Facebook in terms of stories. We're not getting the same interaction on there we're getting in Instagram.
This is obviously personal Facebook stories, obviously not business Facebook stories.
But what I love the most from this is from an Facebook advertising perspective, you can target anyone. You can create an audience and target that audience. And it can be anyone that's said they're interested in going to one of your events. So all of a sudden, this is going to be a fantastic opportunity to, I think, you know, Facebook have tried to do stuff in the past, try and get the events out there a little bit more. Yeah. You know, they've got the local app, which I don't think has really taken off yet in the UK. And, you know, I just think this has the potential, anyway, of being a game changer.
Yeah, I think that'd be really good.
So, I'm quite excited about this one.
So that's just rolling out at the moment, according to the article. It's only in the US, Mexico and Brazil at the moment. So we haven't got it in the UK yet. So this is being able to share events and get interactive with the events via stories. So watch this space.
Yeah, they've said over the next couple of months.
Okay, so it's imminent then. So that's brilliant. That's it. It was a bit of a roundup. We have got a tool of the week. As usual, this week's tool of the week is free. You know, we're a big fan of free, and again, we're coming back to creating stories. So there's a stories creator, that's what it's called, stories creator, made by Buffer. So for those of you into social media scheduling tools, you would have heard of Buffer. But it's a separate tool, so you don't have to be, you know, have to be using Buffer or anything like that. And literally, you can create your stories. You can download it as well, and it's actually for the desktop as well. So if you're sitting there, you know, scheduling your stories, you can schedule stories using OnlyPolt. I don't know if there's anything else where you can schedule stories on Instagram. That's what I'm thinking. I only know of OnlyPolt. I don't know of any other companies where
you can do it on quite a few, like Hootsuite and stuff now as well.
Stories as well as posts.
Yeah.
Can you? Okay. I don't know. I haven't used it, but it's in beta mode on OnlyPolt, so you can upload and schedule stories.
You're making me doubt myself now, but I'm sorry. Sure, I'm sure you can.
I know. We'll find out and we'll let you know. Okay. Right. I'm going to go.
See you later.
See you later, Gator.
Bye.
See you later. Take care. Bye. See you next week.